2024 Yakandanda Folk Festival was held from 22nd to 24th of March and once again boasted a mouth-watering lineup of local and international acts. Indigo FM's presenters staked out our studios to record interviews and live-to-air performances with a number of the artists. Here's an interview with Oceanique chatting to Tiff.
Hi, you're with Tiff again. We're back in the studio now with Oceanique. Jess and Maddie have joined me here this morning, this early morning session that we've got, but it's great to have them here talking about their music. And yeah, they're playing at Yakandanda a few times, is that right, guys?
Yeah, we're playing twice today. 11:15 at St. James Church and then 3:45 at the courthouse, and then we've got one tomorrow at 10:15 also at the courthouse.
Okay, great. So a busy early part of the day, but then you'll get to relax at the end of the day and enjoy a bit of the music and the scene and everything. So.
Yeah, we'll get to see some people play, which will be nice.
I know, that's one of the fantastic things about being at the festival as well. Yeah, so yeah, it's great to have you here. And is this your first kind of festival? Tell us a little bit about your background.
It's not our first festival. We kind of won this youth award with Folk Alliance Australia in 2022, which really helped us, like brought us into the folk scene. So we've been playing folk festivals over the last
2 years or a year.
Yeah, I think.
It's been a...
Did you play at Woodford?
Yeah, we did Woodford this year.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, Woodford was amazing. It was very hot, but yeah.
Very hot. It was really cool. And then we just did Port Fairy Folk Festival.
Oh, you did Port Fairy.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was awesome too.
Yeah. So okay, great. So you'll be able to compare and contrast a few festivals and decide which are your favourite ones to, you know.
Yeah, I know it's so hard because they're all so different in like different ways.
I think they're all my favourite in a way. I think it's just like this beautiful folk festival land where you just step into it and there's people playing everywhere and you see people that you know, and I just think it's beautiful, all of them. Cool. Yeah,
that's right. There's that real connection, collaboration as well with people and other people who are doing what you're doing, which is writing music and original music and performing. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, and it's just smaller audience here at Yakandanda, so I guess that's a little bit more of an intimate setting too, I guess, as opposed to some of the bigger ones where you have the big tents and everything like that.
Yeah, like we're playing in the church and the courthouse this weekend and I'm really excited because I think Chris said that they're over 100-year-old venues and their acoustics in there are just magic. So
it's kind of nice too because sometimes when you're in the big tents you kind of go out the back way and you don't get to see people that have come to watch you and want to say hello. So I think it's nice to be in those intimate venues too. You can see everyone in the crowd and yeah.
Yes, that's right. And you know, and people really get to hear your songs. So that's also, you know, beautiful as well. That and particularly your music, I think, lends itself to that sort of very gentle, you know, folk sound and the lyrics and everything that you know, it's good to sort of appreciate the whole song without interruption. So it's really good. So tell us, so you guys are fairly young and so how long have you been musicians for? Is that childhood or?
We're twins.
Twins.
So we've kind of been writing poetry and singing songs that were terrible since we were when we were really little. But we officially decided to make it a full thing about 5 or 6 years ago. And we both quit studying and we'd only done 6 months of our uni courses. Yeah. And we were let's do music.
And then we studied music for about 3 years together and then... 5 or 6 years, I think it was 2018, we officially were let's make a band and make this a thing.
And then you hit COVID and...
COVID actually was kind of a blessing in disguise for us, though. We're from Western Australia, so we went back to our hometown in southwest WA. And we actually really just got to, like, hone in our craft and, like, write. And because the whole world was stopped, I guess. So we didn't feel like we were missing out on, like,
anything.
Opportunities. We could just take time and just... write our songs and work out what kind of sound we wanted to create. So and then we managed to tour like right off the back of COVID and start releasing music, so
and so came up with the album, just the one album, is it? Or
We released an EP earlier,
I think right before COVID.
We released an EP and then in last year we put out an album called Would the Light Hold Me. Yeah, and we've got it on vinyl and CD, and yeah, it's been really cool, especially playing these folk festivals, to see people, interested in buying the album and
taking it home.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's lovely to get your music out there and get heard and appreciated, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of great reviews. I had listened to a song called Emotional Weight just recently.
Yeah.
And I really love that.
Thank you. That was one of the first songs I think that we put out off the album. It was one of the first couple of singles, and I like that one too.
Quite touching, that one. So do you want to play something for us today in the studio?
How
are you feeling about doing that?
We're going to play a song called Mountains.
Oh, okay. Very appropriate for Yakandanda.
I know. I think when we were driving in, there's so many beautiful hills and the landscape here is really nice. So
I know, we were talking about what defines a mountain. Like, would you call the hills mountains or...?
Well, they are mountains around here. They're actually reasonably, like, you know... but we're sort of valleys and mountains. True. So we're in the valley here, but we are surrounded by
mountains.
Yeah. True. And then as you go the northeast, obviously the mountains get bigger as you go up to Hotham and Bogong and things. But
of course.
Definitely. I think it's because we're on the edge of all the mountains. So we just in that sort of mountain creek valley country.
Beautiful.
It's so nice.
It is so good.
So
what was the song, sorry?
It's called Mountains.
Oh, Mountains, that's right. And when did you write that? Or?
It's a relatively new, actually. We probably wrote it maybe...
last year?
Yeah, last year. So it'll be on our upcoming album.
Oh, okay.
It's a new one. But yeah, we started writing it as... like, it kind of started as a song of jealousy and seeing someone up on a mountain as if they were getting handed everything. But then it just kind of turned into a song... of just remembering to be kind and, just
that it's okay to be grounded and on the ground, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're listening to Oceanic, and you're with Tiff on Indigo FM. This is our breakfast show for the Yakandanda Folk Festival, and we're jumping into this song live in our studio with Jess and Maddie.
Like that, but it's a little cold.
are truly endless, and they fall like confetti in my eyes, but they go unseen in a blue sky on a crowded street. People's faces, passing strangers like you and me, they're unseen. It's more of a feeling. I wish I had the same sense of pride to hold me up like that. And I wish I could climb up to the mountains, see where you stood, and the clouds they'd cover me in their colors, misty skies above my eyes. I've watched the light fall through, I'd watch the skies turn, I'd watch the skies turn, I'd watch the skies turn. I watch the light fall now, the clouds that change in now, misty skies in the distance of my eyes. I wish I had the same sense of pride to hold me up like that. But if I just step back and see it all,
I see it all,
I see it all now,
I see it all,
I see it all,
I see it all now.
It's amazing, just beautiful. Thank you guys. Thank That's you. Really a gorgeous song. And your harmonies, amazing.
Thank you.
So, what are your influences? Is there a particular style or artist that you listen to?
We were brought up on a lot of Missy Higgins and the Waifs growing up. But then later on we listened to a lot of Joni Mitchell and Carole King.
Do you know the band First Aid Kit?
Oh, I love First Aid Kit. Oh, they're so great.
They're
their harmonies are amazing too.
Yeah, to us. And yeah.
A lot of genre, like that folk
real storytelling stuff.
Yeah. I love that way you can just take people on a journey with your music. You know, just getting lost in your songs. It's really gorgeous. You definitely do that.
Thank you.
You have that way of capturing people.
Thank you.
Anyway, fantastic. So, yeah, very exciting to have you here up in Yakandanda at the Folk Festival. So I was going to ask you, you're living in Melbourne,
yes.
So you've had to translocate yourself.
We moved over last year. It's been a year now, I think, just before we released our album, which was probably not the smartest thing because there's a lot of work involved in releasing an album.
And also moving states.
Moving states. So we kind of just threw ourselves in the middle of it and just did it. But I think it's been really good. There's a beautiful folk scene over here and so many festivals and just other artists. So it's been a really nice move. We go back to WA a lot and I still feel like it's our home, but it's nice to be in Melbourne too.
Yeah, it's a fair trek to get back, but there's a lot of music in WA as well.
Yeah.
And you're from the southwest region, is it?
Yeah, so we grew up in a town called Walpole, near Denmark and Albany.
Mm.
But we lived in Perth for 5 years and then, we moved to Melbourne.
Yeah, the town we grew up in is like a tiny little town of like 500 people and not much there. So surrounded by trees and right near the water. So,
yeah,
it's a beautiful place for sure.
But Melbourne is definitely the music capital, I would say, of Australia.
Yeah, definitely.
And wherever you go, Brunswick Road or anywhere, like there's just music popping up all the time. So you guys getting to play a little bit in Melbourne as well?
Yeah, we are. It's really nice. Yeah, there's a really great music community there, and yeah, it's just really nice to be amongst it all.
Yeah, it is. It's quite inspiring. Last time I went out, someone said it's more New York than New York, and I didn't know quite what that meant, but yeah. But just basically saying that, yeah, if you know, I think it's just such a strong cultural tradition though, over the last years, that it's built up slowly, but just I think the venues, there's so many great venues that support music, and
and people go out and support the music, like it's very,
which
like,
is such a big thing. Yeah, you can put on a show, but if people don't want to go out and support it, then there's no show. But in Melbourne, a lot of people, everyone goes out and supports music, which is really lovely to see.
Yeah, that's right. And even in some regional areas like Beechworth here and Yakandanda, there's a very strong arts and music connection in this area as well, which is fabulous.
You can really see that here. It's really nice.
Yeah, we have a lot of artists who live in the hills and play as well. So there's a nice community. So it is good, I think, for creativity and development to be around like-minded, what is it called, being in finding your tribe anyway.
Yes, definitely, surrounding yourself with people that
do the things
that you do
and just get it.
Yes, definitely.
And what are your plans musically going forward? Have you got other tours in mind or
We were just over in America for the Folk Alliance International Showcase, so we've kind of We're going to go back to that again next year, which is in Montreal. And we're also planning to tour a bit of Canada, hopefully, at the end of the year, which is a goal of ours. And then we're working on our second album.
Oh, you are busy then.
I know. We kind of put it all on ourselves. Sometimes when we're really busy and stressed, we're like, why did we do this? We literally did this to ourselves.
We literally organised all these things ourselves.
We made ourselves busy.
No, but well done. But yeah. You guys are amazing. Like, just to sort of grab your career like that and just make it all happen. It doesn't happen if you sit around either. So And Canada is a beautiful space for folk music as well.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it'd be good fun.
They have a lot of festivals and, so that'll be great. So how are you feeling about playing another song? I feel like it'd be great to hear a bit more music.
Yeah. What song do we want to play?
I don't know.
You pick. Let's do... Let me just look at our set list. Let's do Dancing.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
We're going to play you a song off our album that we released, and it's called Dancing in a Crowded Room. We wrote it for a friend of ours, and we sent it to her on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
She was having, like, a really hard time, and we wrote her this song. And we never intended to play it live until one time we ended up putting it on our album because we really liked it.
Yeah.
And then someone came to a show we did in Melbourne, and they drove all the way from Bendigo, and they said, why didn't you play Dancing in a Crowded Room? And we were like, oh, I'm so sorry. And that was the first time I think we've had like a request for a song. And we didn't even play it because this was after the show. So we kind of put it in all of our sets, and any chance we get, we play it just in case they come back.
I have to say, it'd be beautiful to have friends that gift you a song. Like, that's a really special thing.
True. I didn't think about that.
All right, well, let's have a listen to Dancing.
Dancing in a Crowded Room.
Yeah.
Dancing in a crowded room.
Thank you so much.
You've
got Jess and Maddie in our studio here at Yakandanda from Oceanic. So, yeah, getting to hear some live music, which is absolutely a treat. So it's really exciting having you guys here. And so your new album, or the album you put out, Would the Light Hold Me, which came out last year, is that right?
Yes.
Where can people find your music if they're looking for it?
It's on all the streaming platforms. Mm. It's up on Bandcamp as well. And we do have a website too. It's oceanicmusic.com, I think.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have CDs here.
Yeah, great.
Vinyl, if anyone wants to buy them.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely check out this gorgeous duo with their beautiful folk songs that they've written. And so playing not too far off, 11:15, was it?
Yes. At the church.
At the church. And also definitely support these artists through Bandcamp. I think Bandcamp's great, actually.
It is so great.
I get a lot of my music from Bandcamp, I have to say. Obviously, the buying the merch is fantastic as well. You can get a signed CD even, no doubt.
Yes, we can sign it.
Yeah, so look, thanks for coming in, girls. It's been really lovely to meet you and to hear you sing here. So, yeah, good luck with everything today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I hope you have a great festival.
Yes.
It's great to have this festival, actually. And it doesn't really happen without a whole lot of volunteers and a really connected arts community. So thank you to everyone out there who supports the festival by donating time and energy, and all the sound people as well, because they do a great job, don't they?
There's so much work involved in putting on these kind of festivals. Mm. So it's amazing that people are so dedicated
wouldn't happen without all the village of people helping get together.
That's right. And it's that kind of behind the scenes thing too, like at the time, it's all going really well, but we've got to remember the you know, people put a lot of effort and work into getting it to this point.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, they work all year most of the time.
Putting it together,
yeah. And they can be quite big as well. Like Woodford would have been huge, but
it was huge.
And it went for like a six days.
And as soon as they finish in January, they're like starting again for the next year.
Yeah,
like they were all year. A lot of festivals do. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a full-time thing.
Yeah. Well, we've got a big crowd here this year, sold out.
I know, which is fabulous. It's
exciting. So yes, goes to show the support is here for Yakandanda, but yeah, lovely to have you girls in, and we'll catch you at one of your shows.
Yes, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
No worries.